add the one take Moxie. Ready? Bleh!
Skater Die. Yeah.
Hi, welcome to Skater Die,
the podcast where we talk about anything and everything.
I'm Sylvie.
And I'm Anna.
And this week we are talking about being gamer girls.
I don't think we've ever like introduced the topic so fast.
Yeah, I just figured we... I didn't know what else to say. Sometimes I have other things to say.
That's okay. I have nothing to... I did think of something to say. Remember how right before we started recording, I was like, I have something funny to say, and then I was
Oh, yeah, say it.
I don't know anymore.
Well, what I was going to say earlier was I was going to say, you know when you send someone a tweet, or did... Hey, does this ever happen to you? Do you ever send someone a tweet and you want to be like, you want to add commentary, but you're like, whatever, I'm just gonna send it without saying anything because you're too lazy to type it out.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened with the Katamari Damacy tweet. I sent it to you.
I sent you the tweet in the mail, but I eated it. I sent you a tweet, but I eated it. What did you want
to
say?
Well, I wanted to ask, do you want to tell...
Yes. Okay, wait, hold on. Sylvie's right. We jumped too far ahead. We jumped back, then we jumped far ahead. So today we were going to talk about games, but maybe more specifically video games?
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll talk about games of the board and card variety as well.
Yeah. But
we've been gamer girls, and actually, we went to record this episode. It got fucked up. Oh, no. Sylvie was fucked up. Sylvie's tummy hurt, so we couldn't record.
I was fucked up. I was drunk as fuck.
No, Sylvie's tummy hurt, so we were going to record, but it was, like, really bad. So instead of recording, Sylvie laid in the fetal position for a bit, and then we played video games.
Yeah.
And so instead of recording an episode about video games, we played video games.
Yeah.
And then today...
You could say that was research and preparation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Never mind. Scratch that. We researched and prepared for this episode.
Yeah.
And actually...
Unlike usual. So that was pretty good on our part.
And then today, we were going to record... But then our microphones weren't working. It was actually my computer that was the settings were fucked up.
Yeah.
But we were like, what if we just... I was like, hey, Sylvie, if this isn't working, do you think we can just play video games? So...
But it was working. So unfortunately, we're here recording and not doing more research so we could be even more prepared for our episode together.
And one of my favorite video games is a video game called Katamari Damacy. I will say I grew up with a lot of video game consoles. I will probably expand on this later. But I played Katamari Damacy on the PS2. And
nice. It
was such a fun game. The soundtrack is so good. It's a silly little game if you know the premise. But Sylvie sent me this tweet and it was a quote tweet. Someone said, what is one of the best tweets? And it's this one. Ready? It says, boots up Katamari. King of the universe. Ah, my stupid ass son. Get your gay ass on Earth and roll shit up for 20 minutes. Okay. I hate you. The best song ever produced for a video game starts to play.
So I sent that to Anna because I know that the soundtrack is supposed to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
And she's given me a general gist of kind of like what the game is. What I wanted to say when I sent you the tweet was like, does this check?
I think that checks.
Agree?
I think
checks.
That is hilariously accurate.
I was too lazy to type out, does this check?
I think it's hilariously accurate. It's also a really great game in general.
Mm-hmm.
MoMA did an exhibit on video games maybe a year or two ago, and Katamari Damacy was featured.
No way.
Mm-hmm. It was very cool.
What is the gameplay like? What's the style of game? What's the deal? I don't know. What's up? What's up with Katamari Damacy?
I think I'm really bad at describing things, but I'll
talk about it
for a bit. So the premise of the game is you play as a prince of the cosmos. Sylvie's just standing above me. You play as a prince of the cosmos, and for some reason, I don't know why, all the stars have disappeared out of the night sky. So the king of cosmos...
Do you actually not know why, or are you trying not to spoil
No, I don't know why. They just, like...
Okay.
And the king of the cosmos, who's your dad and who's, like, really mean to you for some reason, is like, okay, you have to go to Earth, make a bunch of Katamari, like a ball,
mm-hmm.
like a sticky ball. He gives you a little sticky ball, and you have to go roll objects up. So the premise of the game in each level, let's say you get stuck on Earth, and you have a set amount of time, and you have to make a Katamari that's pretty big. So you start with rolling up small objects, like thumbtacks and little erasers. And then once you get bigger, you can roll up like fruit. And once you get bigger, you can roll up like books. And then you can roll up.
It's like hole.io.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Except you like see the items. And if you knock into things, like things can come out of them, you get to the point where you can roll up people and you can roll up like cars and stuff, like big, big Katamari. And
just
anyways,
like in Hold the Eye.
This is Sylvie, just like when I go, just like Five Nights at Freddy's, Sylvie goes just like Hold the Eye. It all comes back to.
It's a good game. I like Hold the Eye.
Wait, wait, wait. Joke incoming. Joke incoming.
Are we going to have to cut the joke? I have a feeling we might have to cut the joke.
She.
We're going to have to cut the joke. We can text Abby the joke.
Yeah, sounds good. So yeah, that's Katamari Damacy. The soundtrack is so good. I bought it on vinyl. It is my most expensive vinyl that I own.
How much did you spend?
Bleep! Bleep. That information is redacted.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you could go on Discogs and figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah, do some math.
Do some math. I got a good deal, I will say. Like, whatever price you're seeing, I probably got for a little cheaper than that.
Yeah, and I probably paid, like, half or, like...
Oh, just my entire life savings. Yeah. Like... Like tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. But it was a really good deal.
But it was a great deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me justifying any purchase I make to myself. Oh, it was a great deal. Yeah. So Sylvie's been playing a video game, a certain video game.
Yeah, I've been playing Little Big Planet.
That's not the one I was thinking of.
Are you talking about Fortnite?
Number one, Victory Royale. Fortnite, we got to get down. Get down.
So my Fortnite backstory is in my first apartment in New York, one of my roommates also had a Switch, and she was like, LOL, Fortnite is free, so I downloaded it, and it's actually kind of fun. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool.
Fortnite's free?
Yeah, I told you. I told you that. I told you it's free. I'm going to kill you. Anna refuses to play Fortnite with me. I'm like, bro, it's free. It's free. And there's, you actually get a lot.
I feel like it would just dig up Club Penguin trauma when you're like an unpaid user.
No, it's just like, okay. Just give me 1 second. I'm on my Fortnite soapbox right now.
Sylvie's standing up yelling at me about Fortnite.
It's free, so I downloaded it. I didn't touch it for like a really long time on my Switch, and then played it once or twice, and I was like, actually, this is kind of fun. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, so you're like pretty good.
I'm okay. I'm okay.
So you got a number one victory royale.
Yeah, maybe a few
times.
Are
we about to get down?
We're about to get down.
Get down.
I actually didn't totally understand that song until I played, and then I got a victory royale, and I was like,
oh my god,
I got the number one victory royale.
Yeah, Fortnite, we're about to get down. Get down.
Who the hell is?
Oh my god, it's video game episode, so I can talk about game theory.
Like?
No, like about Sir Matthew Patrick, my favorite man of all time, who's probably retired by the time.
Anyways,
I love deep lore in video games, and I understand that Fortnite has seasons, but they like hint at the seasons. Like,
I didn't know that.
I heard that there was like one season, it was going to be like an asteroid is coming for one of the past seasons. And then the season before, you could see in the distance, like an asteroid was getting closer. And then they announced like the next season, like an asteroid has hit, made the world all funky.
Oh my God.
I love when people think ahead and plan and do things like this.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. I actually didn't know that, but. Okay, so if you haven't played Fortnite before, it's like it's
me.
A battle royale style game. And here's the thing, it's free. It's free to play. I think it's probably on most, I have it on my Switch, but most people play it on PC. My sister plays it on PS4 with me. So like most consoles, probably.
Do you have the same account on your PS4 and your Switch? Can you log into the same?
I misspoke. Julia plays on PS4. We play together while I'm on my Switch.
Okay.
It's probably the same account. Like, you log in. The thing is, they have a lot of stuff that comes with the game.
Mm.
Like, there's a lot of different, like,
free
gameplay
stuff?
Styles. I don't know what else to say except for games. Like, they have, like, a racing one.
Oh, they like mini games in it now.
Yeah, they just like did a collab with Lego, and it's basically
they've done a lot of collabs because I know they have a JJK collab.
Well, they have collabs for like designs, but the Lego collab is like they basically like made Minecraft. And
it's like
you're a little Lego guy and you make a world.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like survival, like it's like Minecraft.
Okay, yeah.
Which I thought was really fun. And it's like all free in this one package. The only stuff you have to pay for is like if you want to customize
your
character.
And that's literally all I ever want to do in any game ever.
No, it's tough because otherwise you look like totally random every single time you play. You cycle through like a bunch of different like set avatars.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have a favorite and you get excited when you get that favorite. Yeah, that's like the only thing. I mean, I guess they sell a few things, but like that's probably the main thing. But the gameplay is free. Classic Fortnite. Yo, classic Fortnite. The classic like Fortnite is like a battle royale style of play where there's 50 to 100 people in a world map, and you know, have to kill everyone until you're the last one standing wins.
You heard it here first. SkaterDive promotes violence in video games. Sylvie just said you had to kill everybody.
I'm talking about Fortnite. I'm not promoting anything except Fortnite.
Except for violence in video games.
Some interesting features that I like is that every time you don't collect gear every time you play, like every time you start a new game, you have to like find stuff from scratch. So that also helps with the like, it's free and it's like actually free and you can actually play.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're on the same
playing field.
Yeah. It's just, like, aesthetic stuff that, like, looks different if you're paying to play. Right. But it's really fun. I've played duos with my sister, which is when you're on a team and your team has to be
Number one victory royale.
Yeah. And we've won together. So that was pretty epic. Epic gamer moment for us, I'd say. But yeah, I've had fun with it. I'm, like, not great at shooting games, but I've been thinking recently. I watched this, like, interesting video series on YouTube of this guy who, he's, like, a video game YouTuber, and his wife, like, hadn't played any video games really ever.
Oh, is it? And then he, like,
yeah,
it's the video as in, like, playing for a non-gamer.
What it's like for a non-gamer to play, like, Skyrim for the first time.
Yeah.
And it's just really interesting to see, like, what assumptions you make, like, as someone who has played video games. Mm-hmm. And, like, I feel, like, decently, if you, like, give me a game controller, I can, like, figure some stuff out and, mm-hmm. like, succeed to a certain degree. I don't, like, really care to, like, grind really hard and, like, do really, really well. Mm-hmm. But, like, I can enjoy myself and, like, understand, like, an objective and, like, have fun. And just very cool to see, like, the other perspective of, like, you don't have any connotations of, like, what, like, a menu is and, like, what, how, you, like, what button you usually press to, like, get to the menu. So, you, I don't know. Just, like, small stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was cool. It was cool.
I discovered that channel a little deeper in the pandemic before you.
Whatever, man.
I thought it was really interesting. Breath of the Wild. So,
yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm a super well-read gamer, but I do like to play a game. And I do totally. Have a good time doing it. So I feel like I'm in a position to make recommendations. And I would recommend Breath of the Wild.
I'd second that.
It's a Legend of Zelda game, but unlike other games in the series, it's open world. So they kind of give you the big main mission, and it's up to you to kind of do side quests. You can travel the world however you'd like. Obviously, mm-hmm. they give you kind of guiding smaller missions along the way, so you aren't totally lost if you're a new gamer. But they give you multiple ways to solve problems. And in that series, that dude's wife, like, it was something like she, like, climbed over a cliff or, like, knocked down a tree to, like, they wanted you to knock down the tree to cross this, like, gap. But instead, she, like, went around and climbed a wall or something.
Yeah.
And it was like, the guy was like, oh, that never occurred to me, because clearly they're, like, trying to nudge the player to, like, knock mm-hmm. the tree down. But they don't discourage other ways of playing. Like, for instance, you can climb any wall, which
oh
is, like,
God,
so insane in a video game. Usually there's, like, you know when they, like, style one wall that they're, like, this is the climbable part of the wall. And they're, like, pointing you visually towards one part. But that game is so freeing because you can pretty much do anything.
Yeah. I love open world games. They're my favorite.
So much fun.
I'm a Skyrim head.
We've talked. Sylvie went on this huge Skyrim kick a while back. When was it? It was, like, maybe a year or two ago?
I, like, go on Skyrim kicks. Not always,
but,
like,
another Elders. It's Elder Scrolls, right?
Yeah,
aren't they going to make another one?
They're talking about it. Or
I feel like they've been talking about it for way too long.
Yeah, so they're
get Kraken.
I think that's famously, like, Skyrim has been out for over 10 years.
Yeah.
And it's, like, the most recent one.
Seems like nobody wants to make a Skyrim sequel these days.
Literally. But Skyrim's really fun. It's also open world. I think it's even more free than Breath of the Wild, because in Breath of the Wild, you go in with the idea that, like, you're the hero and you have to, like, solve everything, and everyone you interact with is, like, you're the hero. But in Skyrim, there's, like, a main quest that's, like, kind of a similar hero type vibe.
What's the main quest?
The main quest is to, like, I guess realize your full potential as, like, the Dragonborn.
The Dragonborn. Food Dragonborn. Rota!
I like Anna because I can send her Skyrim memes and she understands.
My favorite Skyrim meme is the one where it's like literally a video of anything happening and then it fades to black and then you wake up in the wagon. And it goes, fun fact, my brother's username in Pokemon Go is dead body. When you kill somebody in front of guards in Skyrim, there's like a few like pre-programmed like sentences they run through, and one of which is just dead body. So that's why it's so Thea's username. Yeah
That's
honestly, if I saw a dead body, I'd go dead body. like I think that's just really succinct.
Yeah.
You have your exclamation. You process those emotions and then you let the people know.
And you give a fact. It's like literally how, like, what else are you supposed to communicate?
All right. This is your first day of Bio 101. We're just going to go around really fast and we're going to say our names and a quick fun fact about yourselves. My name is Guardsman. I'm a freshman here at Skyrim University and dead body. Was that funny?
That was funny. I liked it.
Okay.
There is a university in Skyrim that it would have been even better if you've like used that university's name, but I don't remember it. So
there are a few video games. I feel like a lot that I really clung to are handheld device video games.
Yeah.
Because both my dad and my brother also play. And around the time that Skyrim came out, I was still interested in video games and wanted to play. But I feel like a lot of the time they were playing the TV device games, like they were playing the Xbox PlayStation games, and I would sit and watch, and sometimes I'd play Skyrim by myself, but I never really got that far.
Yeah,
I'd be interested in playing Skyrim again as an adult because I think I might understand the mechanics a bit more. I'd understand button pressing and could probably
that's what happened with me. I remember I went to go visit my cousins. I've always been like really into fantasy, and if you don't know, Skyrim takes place, I guess you'd say medieval.
give us a quick snapshot. Yeah.
Okay, so as I said, Skyrim is an open world game. You play a guy.
You play a video game as a guy?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of like character design. What is it called?
I have
like
a question.
Yeah.
Is it a game? Are there video? I'm just kidding.
A video game.
I'm just kidding.
What I learned recently is that the like setup is kind of like, it's a role-playing game. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I forgot
an
the
RPG?
Word for I forgot the word for role-playing game. It's an RPG. It's an open world RPG. It takes place in kind of like, you know, fantasy vibes. Like you can do magic, you do a lot of fighting, there's a lot of like dungeons to like explore and like loot and like kill bandits and like do stuff like that. You kill dragons, like there's magical components, there's like fighting components, there's, you know, a bunch of that stuff.
But it's not like modern magic. Like you're in the, there's taverns and there's
it's stone like medieval. And, is medieval. I've always been into like fantasy medieval type stuff, and so I saw him playing and I was like asking about the game.
Is this when you were young or is this recently?
This is when I was young. Like early high school.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, it looked cool. I was excited about it. I had a PS3 at the time, so I got it for PS3. I started playing it. I was really confused. I like put it down. I did not touch it until like very beginning of the pandemic, like when we got sent home from school, when we all collectively got sent home from school.
When everyone got sent back home.
Yeah.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200 straight to jail. Straight home.
Oh, I like picked it up again. I started a new save file. I don't know. I think I just understood like game mechanics better and like was able to get like really into it. So that was like huge into my Skyrim phase. And then I got it on Switch again because, like, handheld, it's just nicer.
Yeah, you can be anywhere doing anything.
Yeah, so I got on Switch and I have, like, my main, I have, like, a ton of stuff. My Switch save file, it goes crazy.
Slayed that.
Yeah. Where was I going with that? Oh, that's all.
Yeah. Yay!
Yay!
Maybe I'll get Skyrim on my Switch. I remember what I would do as a kid because I haven't touched it since it first came out, I think. But I got to a point where the side quests really confused me. So what I would do...
That's what was hard for me. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, go find this person and like join like the black... What's that like dark secret society thing?
The Dark
thing?
Brotherhood?
Yeah. I could not...
There's a few of those actually. which one are you talking about?
Just a frat. A frat is the Dark Brotherhood. Hey, what's that house? Don't go there. That's the Dark Brotherhood. I would go to, there's a town in Skyrim called Whiterun. Yes. And there's a palace there. And I would go to the palace and I would pick every lock, steal everything, sell everything to the point where I had my little, I got to become the Jarl of Whiterun.
Because you sold everything? Because
I like just got so much money and you can
Oh, you could just buy it.
You
could
become the Jarl of Whiterun and that's what I would do.
Nice.
I would, can you become it or?
There's like
you can
another,
buy a house there, right?
You can buy a house
okay,
there.
That's what
and,
I did.
And
I
when
bought
you
the
buy
house.
A house, you get like, I forget the title, but you're
you
given
get
a title.
Title.
You're so given a title.
I bought the house, got a title, and that's what I would do. I just
and you got Lydia.
I'd like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like, Boy, did I get Lydia. I would like go out and do other things, but then I would get bored very fast, and I'd just come back to Whiterun. I'd just sit in my little house and I'd go, hee. Gen Z can only own a house in Skyrim. Affordable housing. Have you tried Whiterun?
Yeah.
Because you're not buying a house anywhere, babe.
No.
Except for Whiterun.
I mean, I have like, I have a lot of houses in my Switch save file. I got a lot of shit. I keep thinking like a thought that comes into my mind is like, I really need to go into my Skyrim save file and sell a bunch of shit. Like, what's going on up here?
That's so funny. I feel like humanity, or not humanity, like a good chunk of people I know have very similar pandemic experiences.
Mm.
And one of a lot of people's pandemic video game was Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people got Switches and a lot of people got New Horizons. It wasn't specifically New Horizons, there was some video game or like TV show or something that you like latched onto early pandemic and then just like kept it there. You know what I mean? So I've been a big Animal Crossing fan pretty much all my life. I had a Nintendo DS and I played Wild World was my first video game. Wild World was my like favorite game on the DS. Mm. We didn't have a GameCube, so I never played the OG Animal Crossing. So I started with Wild World. I got City Folk. I got New Leaf. And then when they announced New Horizons, they were like, oh, New Horizons for the Switch, for like Nintendo's new console.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not going to buy a Switch. I'll like maybe, I know my brother has one. Maybe I'll play on his. Like, I really like Animal Crossing. I just don't think like financially I want to buy a Switch right now.
Yeah.
I don't play video games that often. Then they announced a limited edition Switch that's like Animal Crossing colors and themes. And I was like, fine. So I bought it and I was like, this is the worst. I remember having that sinking feeling after you buy something. You're like, this is the worst decision I've ever made.
Yeah.
I remember thinking, I'm a senior in college. I'm about to do like midterms. When am I ever going to have that much time to play video games?
And boy, were you wrong.
And boy, let me tell you something about a little panorama. And I logged 1,500 hours in Animal Crossing New Horizons.
That's crazy.
If you know the game, check. How many you have?
Yeah, my Switch is actually right here. Hey, welcome to the studio, my Switch.
Do a little ASMR. Anyways, I also in... Ooh.
That was a zipper.
In Animal Crossing, if you've played it, it's like a cute little game and you have a little town, you have little villagers, and it's just a really cute slice of life game. It's meant to be picked up and put down, but as anybody knows, pick up, put down games is you spend like 20 hours at a time on them and then you don't touch it for a week and then
My Switch is dead.
Oh. And then it dominates your life forever.
Yeah.
See also Stardew Valley. But anyways, Animal Crossing New Horizons, if you change the time in the game, it like flashes forward. There's like certain things you have to like wait a few days for.
Well, it's in real time.
Yeah, it's in real time. So,
which isn't true of every game.
Yeah, which is not true of
like,
every video game.
One day passes in real life. 1 hour passes in real life. 1 hour passes in Animal Crossing.
Exactly. So if something's happening on Friday and it's like Monday when you're playing and you want it to be Friday, you can like change the date of your Nintendo Switch and then it'll be Friday and you can do whatever you need to do
on
Friday.
Would you do that?
So they call that time skipping.
Yeah.
And I did that in all my other past Animal Crossing games. I think a lot of, like, in the Animal Crossing community, people don't really consider it cheating. Some people do, but other people don't. They're like, this is just a game mechanic. This is a way you can play. I knew that if I let myself time skip in New Horizons, I would blow through that game so fast and it would dominate my life.
Yeah.
So I put a personal limit and I said, I'm not going to allow myself to time skip. So I think that's why I have so many hours.
I think I have an issue with changing my system settings to change the game. And that was a blocker for me for like time skipping in the game.
Oh, a blocker for you? A blocker? Yeah, that was a blocker for
you. Yeah.
Oh, if I can give another really good video game.
Yeah,
I have a bunch of video game recommendations, but here's one that not a lot of-
I have a question for you after.
Here's one that not a lot of people that I know personally have played. And we're talking gorgeous soundtrack, story that makes you bawl. fun game mechanics, pretty accessible by all because I played by as a kid. You might be thinking, Anna, what video game could this possibly be? Let me tell you, Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, Explorers of Time, and Explorers of Darkness. That game, I remember reading a synopsis of one of the bonus play chapters and like crying in college.
Which Pokemon was it?
It was the Bidoof. Have you played Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, Explorers of Time and Darkness? The one with Sceptile?
Let me...
Or Grovyle. The one with Grovyle?
I don't and remember. Dusknoir? This will go back to the question I asked you, but I had a Game Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it for my Game Boy.
That, I think that might have been Mystery Dungeon, Red Team, and Blue Team.
I think that was what I had. Which is also
really poignant, but Explorers of Time and Darkness, holy cow.
I think that as a child, I didn't totally understand that, like,
or like blue and red Pokemon or
yeah, like how different games were when they were the same game but came out with different names and like
Well, it, for Pokemon specifically, it would change too.
Yeah, I didn't know until I had internet access that different Pokemon versions had different
Pokemon
like further than just like the legendary. Mm-hmm. Like there were differences like small.
Anyways, I highly recommend Pokemon Mystery Dungeon. You can get your hand on a cartridge.
So my question to you is, what was your first video game console slash can you tell me all the consoles that you have experienced playing games on?
Okay. A lot. Like a lot. Because enjoys playing video games and my brother and so do I. And so when 3/4 of a household are playing video games.
Yeah.
It's generally a pretty good investment to get video game junk.
Totally.
So I think we might have had Theo, my brother Theo, shout out, definitely had a
Yo,
game.
Shout out to Theo. What's up, man?
I'm pretty sure he had a Game
Hope
Boy.
You're doing good.
We definitely got DSs.
Okay.
Like, I think I had a DS Lite. I had a 3DS. We had a PS2 I remember playing things on. We had Xbox 360. We had Wii. I will say we were a Rock Band family beyond like Guitar Hero. We had some Guitar Hero stuff, but when they introduced Rock Band with the different instruments, so we had the drum set, we had 2 guitars, and we had a microphone for singing Rock Band. Like, we're not playing around. We're not joking.
What were your family roles in Rock Band?
My mom wouldn't play that often.
I was going to ask about her. Because I was like, well,
I can't imagine. Yeah. I would do drums. Theo and I would switch off on drums. The drum set broke. And so we had 2 guitars and the microphone. So my dad and my brother, and we will still do this. Like, we'll play Rock Band together as like adults.
That's cute. It's a fun game.
I'll do singing is what I'll do in Rock Band.
Got it.
You know what makes your fucking hand hurt, though?
What?
There's a part in singing when there's like a guitar solo or something and there's no singing. They have these little beats and they make you like hit the microphone to your hand on the beat. But to like register it as a hit, you have to hit kind of hard. So I'm like
whacking yourself.
Yeah. Like whacking myself with the microphone, getting it to register because I want 100% a song, right?
Yeah, yeah, duh.
And especially if you're singing and if it's a song I know, I'm like, if I'm not 98, 99, 100, like I'm killing
Who
myself.
Am I?
Like,
yeah,
like I'm hanging up the jacket.
I'll never be a pop star.
Exactly. Don't play when 9 in the afternoon comes on Rock Band. That's actually, I think, how I got my exposure to a lot of different songs.
Oh,
was
interesting.
Through Rock Band. Yeah. Like, I never really listened to a lot of music like in the car. So the first time I ever heard Panic the Disco was 9 in the afternoon. Like, I don't remember listening to A Fever You Can't Sweat Out, but
yeah,
it was 9 in the afternoon on Rock Band. Or even like Paramore. My first exposure to Paramore was through Rock Band. Like, probably Fall Out Boy too. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of those.
Yeah.
Sort of like pop
punk. I think I realized that recently I was talking about Rock Band. I forget where. But my friends in high school introduced me to Fall Out Boy, Paramore, Panic at the Disco. Like, they had been listening to them for a while. Like, we're like in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I totally missed this. And then I realized, like, I was talking to some people and they said the same thing where it was like Rock Band. They were like, I think Kira said, like, that was the first time I heard Paramore. Like, Misery Business Rock Band was, like, the first time I heard Paramore. And
one of the Vargas family. Because in Rock Band, you can also pick a set. Like, you can pick songs, like, 10 songs, and then play those all back to back.
Yeah.
And without failure, that's what you get when you let your heart
win. It's a good song.
Whoa, whoa. That's the voice that gets you 100 points on Rock Band.
Let me tell you how many hours I have on Animal Crossing my Switch turned on.
Cool. You probably have the most on Skyrim, huh?
It might be Stardew. It could be Skyrim. It's either Skyrim or Stardew.
Jury's out.
Okay, Stardew is 165 hours.
Okay.
Animal Crossing is 205. Anna, can you repeat your...
1,500, baby.
Skyrim is 170.
Oh, so Animal Crossing's your most.
Yeah. Well, I think similarly...
Deep Pandemic,
it's a... I don't know.
That's chillin'. I feel like sometimes you just run around with no aim.
Exactly.
You know what game has a really good soundtrack, and you may have played it?
What game?
Super Mario Galaxy.
I haven't.
That... You've never played?
No.
Shut the fuck up. Sorry. That's on the Wii, but there was like a time where they're running a pack of Mario games on the Switch.
Yeah.
And it's not available anymore, but I have Super Mario Galaxy on my Switch. I should bring it over and we should play Super Mario Galaxy.
Okay, we can play.
Yay! It's such a phenomenal game. And the soundtrack, Gusty Garden. Everyone go pull up YouTube right now. I'll wait. Pull up YouTube, search up. Somebody's like, no, we'll do it after we record. Gusty Garden Galaxy. That shit bangs. Like, that song is so good. Rosalina and the Observatory is my personal favorite. Yes, I have it on vinyl.
Anna, how many video game soundtracks do you have on vinyl?
I was talking with Justin actually about this the other day, yesterday when we recorded this.
I was like, do you know another Justin?
No, yesterday. Justin Bieber. Don't you know him? He needed somebody to love, so I popped over.
Yeah.
I have the Sable soundtrack. Never played the game, but I bought the soundtrack. Katamari Damacy, Super Mario Galaxy, Undertale, Deltarune Chapter 1, Deltarune Chapter 2. That's at least 6 off the top of my head. I'm sure I have more. I just can't think.
Did you count Stardew?
Oh, no. Stardew.
Which is... Do you have 5 or 4?
I have 4 vinyls.
Oh, I have 5.
I know, because I never really played the expansion.
Yeah.
I played Ginger Island a bit, but I was like, meh. No, I mean, like, I have fun on Ginger Island. Don't get me wrong. You know when you can feel yourself getting out of the Stardew phase?
Yeah.
I bought Ginger Island right around that time, so I was setting myself up for failure.
You bought it. It just updated.
Sorry.
Just,
yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I got confused. Okay, you had a Wii?
Mm-hmm. I feel like the last thing, actually, maybe it all comes back to video games. One thing that my family did, and this is after I'd left for college, but my dad and my brother were still home, is, I think we have the PlayStation 1, the VR headset.
Yeah, you guys have a PS5.
We have a PS5 and we have the VR headset. But before the PS5 came out, we had the headset for the PS4. I guess. Because my dad was like, hey, Anna, you have to try this game. It's called Beat Saber.
Beat Saber bangs.
No, that game is so fun. But all the songs are like EDM-y. But there was this one song on Beat Saber that was a little bit more pop leaning. And so I would play only that level over and over. And that song was
KDA Pop Stars.
Kicking off my K-pop phase. For real. Like, I had experience with K-pop in high school as well, but I never got fully into it. But then KDA Pop Stars, that shit bangs so hard. If you had ever told me I'd be bopping that hard to a Madison Beer track, like...
It's a really good song.
Pop Stars! So yeah, Beat Saber. And also my dad recently, there's a game called Wave Rider that's kind of similar. And it is like two like wave tracks. We don't like it as much as Beat Saber, but On Melancholy Hill by Gorillaz is on it. And it's like a really nice, chill song to like do the game to. So
That's cool.
What consoles did you have?
So I had a Game Boy. That was my first console. I remember my dad got me and Julia Game Boys. And I was given with my Game Boy Pokemon Fire Red and Sonic the Hedgehog.
Slay.
And then I got a DS at some point. And then I got a 3DS a little bit later.
Did you have a DSi ever?
No. Skip the DSi. Mm. I think we got Wii
Sports Resort. Can we talk about Wii Sports? Can we take a quick pause in this journey and talk about Wii Sports Resort?
That
island flyover?
On it, I never did much of the plane stuff. I was huge.
You
into...
never did island flyover no, when you're going...
I never did much of it. The plane stuff wasn't my favorite.
I know, but that was the best part. I loved island flyover.
I really liked wakeboarding.
Maybe because I just enjoyed deep lore.
Maybe I shredded on wakeboarding. Did you watch that YouTube video?
About Wii Sports Resort.
Did you send it to me? I think maybe you sent it to me.
Listen, if anybody wants good video essays, I feel like you know where to go to.
You
better know where to go to. You should, Sylvie, if you haven't already, you should start a playlist of video essays that you like. like a YouTube playlist. And it's a good place to just store ones you like. It's a good idea.
I feel like I black out when I watch YouTube.
It's like Jekyll and Hyde. You like become a whole new person.
No, I literally think that's what happens.
You sicko. You need the sickos. Right? That's what they're called?
The sickos, yeah.
Hey, no free promo. No free promo.
Fine. Whatever. I just like the sickos on YouTube. Look them up. Sorry. Wait. Who said that?
Someone's like, Sylvie told me to look up sickos on YouTube.
Look up the sickos. Not just sickos. I'm worried about what will come up. Anyways. Yeah. Wii Sports Resort. Awesome. What did I like on there? Yeah, it was definitely wakeboarding. I loved wakeboarding. Basketball was really fun.
They have the one where you're kind of like fighting with the fighting pole one.
Yeah, and all of the fencing ones were fun where you like cut the stuff.
I liked Wii tennis.
Yeah, tennis was good.
Tennis, bowling.
Bowling, classic.
I like that we as a society, just our generation, has embraced the Wii so much that like whenever a bowling ball goes backwards, you make the joke about like jumping and turning and going, whoa!
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, I think we had a GameCube that like our cousin gave to us at some point. I think it was kind of like hard to set up. It wasn't, you could play it sometimes. Very confusing. I think I had Donkey Kong on there. I remember a Donkey Kong game very vividly, but I have no idea. I'm pretty sure it was GameCube. I can't imagine what else it would have been. Had a Wii?
Did you play Mario Party 8 on the Wii? Specifically 8?
No.
That's fine, but we've played it here. You've Mario Party
8. Yeah. And we also had a PS3. We got the PS3 because Julia and I, or my family, went to go visit our family friends in Massachusetts. And they had some daughters our age, and we would go play Little Big Planet.
I was just about to segue into Little Big Planet.
Yeah.
That was on the PS3?
That was on the PS3.
Okay, so we had PS3 as well then.
Yeah.
What a banger of a game.
Such a good game. Well, it was so good. We played it so much that, like, we convinced our parents to, like,
get us a
PS3 so we could play Little Big Planet. And I think there's three. It's, like, Little Big Planet 1, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm. And then on the PS5 now is Sackboy's Adventure. Mm-hmm. I, like, 100%ed. And I, like, don't do this for any game. I, like, 100%ed, like, all of the Little Big Planet games. I don't know.
You literally ate that shit up. Just for those who have not played Little Big Planet, first of all, cannot recommend it highly enough.
It's so good.
I think it's so creative as well. You play as a sack boy. Yep. You're, like, a little... If Sackboy,
you're just a little guy.
You're just a little sack guy. If he existed in real life, he might be made out of like burlap and like stuffed with some cotton.
I think that's exactly what they're going for.
And he's got a little zipper, and you're adventuring in these environments that are built out of regular life material. So like it could be a garden, and there's like little platforms you to run up and like drop down and stuff. But it's all very like tactile and real. And there's enemies too, of course, but a lot of the time it's like puzzle solving, and you're trying to like get through a place. Again, another phenomenal soundtrack. I discovered the Go Team.
Oh my god! Yeah, like, Sleepyhead by Passion Pit.
As a kid, you're like running around in this video game, and everything's going to be. Oh my god! There's like so many songs from that game specifically that.
Yeah. You hear them, you're like, this is on Little Big Planet. Yeah.
Like, yeah. And you can customize your little sack character as well. So when Sylvie and I earlier in the podcast, you remember the thing you're listening to right now.
Remember us?
Hey. Sylvie cracks up every time I do that.
Because I don't expect it. I don't know why.
Hey. Can you imagine? Hey, welcome to Skater Dive Podcast. Remember how we were like, we didn't want to record, we just wanted to go play video games?
Yeah.
Recently I've been coming over to Sylvie's and we've been playing the PS5 version of Little Big Planet together.
So I have a PS5 and a Switch now.
Yes, I just have a Switch, but we'll play Little Big Planet
playing
together.
Sackboy's Adventure, which is on the same Little Big Planet thing, but just has a different name.
I guess we're both really neurotic specifically about Little Big Planet because we will play the same level over and over until we get all the achievements.
We're 100%ing Little Big Planet.
We're 100%ing all the levels, and there's certain levels that you can only play co-op.
Yeah, yeah. So I need a buddy here. Otherwise, I'm just grinding it out by myself.
Yeah.
In my free time.
So Love Little Big Planet.
Love Little Big Planet. That, yeah, that's, I think that like really got me into gaming. Or no, that's such a lie. Pokemon was like my fucking
game. How have we not talked about Pokemon? Yeah. There's Pokemon Mystery Dungeon. There's Pokemon Rangers. There's Pokemon the mainline games. There's Pokemon, fuck, everything.
Yeah. No, I literally, like, that was the first game I ever played. And, like, I that loved
first,
it.
That was one of the first games I played, too. I remember getting the cards when I was, like, 5.
No, I think I got my Game Boy when I was 5 or 6. I remember there was something that was, like, on the Game Boy that was, like, you have to be 8 or older. And I was, like, I'm not 8.
Guess I gotta put this down.
Shout out to my dad.
Breaking rules.
Yeah. No, Pokemon just is, like, so good. And I'll go back. I, like, have an emulator on my computer, like a Game Boy emulator, and I'll play Pokemon Fire Red. Yeah. Yeah.
I will say Pokemon Diamond was one of my
favorite.
I was
about
to
bring up.
Oh, my God.
Pokemon Diamond.
Our family, when I was in high school, I think, like, late high school, there was a traveling orchestra that came, and it was Pokemon Symphonic Orchestra. And they played, like, orchestra covers.
That's awesome.
Of all the Pokemon songs with, like, visuals in the back from the games.
Oh, that's so cool.
It was really cool. I would love to do another concert like that. But I'm not joking. When, like, the Diamond and Pearl theme, I think it's called, like, Dreams and Adventures or something. When that song hit, it was, like, a trigger reaction within me. I immediately started crying.
Yeah.
Like, uncontrollably crying. Like, I just started sobbing.
Pokemon Diamond was...
Did you have Diamond or Pearl?
I had Diamond.
I also had Diamond.
I had all of the starters.
Oh, wow.
Because we had also... Okay, this was on DS. Mm-hmm. And we had this, like... the family friend gave us this, like, thing. It was, like, a DS card that had, like, bunch of games on it.
Oh. Thought you were gonna talk about the action replay. Did you have an action replay?
No. I, like, didn't... I was like, how are you guys, like, hacking the game?
Theo and I had an action replay. Yeah. Cartridge with a bunch of games.
Yeah, cartridge was with a bunch of games. Felt like something was going on there, but it also had Diamond and Pearl. Mm. And so my sister...
Oh, so you had both Diamond and Pearl, kind of?
Kind of.
Okay.
I had, like, a Diamond cartridge specifically. Mm-hmm. And my sister, like, made a game on that thing. Mm-hmm. And I convinced her to, like, trade me her...
The starters.
Starter. And then I had a friend who also played, and she just traded me her starter. Yeah. So I had all of them. And I was like, this is epic. This is awesome.
Okay, now this is an epic gamer moment.
But I've never actually finished it. No, because I haven't finished any games except for Little Big Planet. I'm serious.
Wow.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that we got into deep pandemic, first of all, I play Animal Crossing New Horizons all the time. I just graduated college. I didn't have a job yet. I was just playing video games.
Yeah.
I had a job. I just was looking for, like, a full-time career path job. Another thing that I would do, I bought Sword and Shield, the Nintendo Switch, like, kind of first.
I think I have Sword and Shield.
Sword and Shield. I got really into, once I beat the game, the Masuda method. Have you heard about the Masuda method?
Is that the shiny collecting?
It's shiny collecting, but specifically, I didn't understand the nursery as a kid. Oh, first of all, another thing I wanted to say, goaded to have a sibling to buy the other game version.
Yeah.
Like, Theo and I would talk about it. We'd be like,
well,
okay.
Well, see, I didn't really
know.
It's
like the draft. It's like, I want Pokemon White, so you'll get Pokemon Black. Like, okay, handshake, like, deal. Like, so I had Diamond, he had Pearl.
Yeah. I didn't know, like, what was really different. Besides the Legendary. So, like, I was like, oh, there's no reason.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I will say, for those who aren't maybe not as familiar with Pokemon games, on the cover, there's, like, one Legendary Pokemon for each of the main games. And on the cover, it'll have, like, the Legendary. And they look different. And they kind of do different things sometimes.
Yeah. So, like, and, like, the main goal is to kind of, like, to get
all
to the
guys,
point where you get the,
get
legendary.
The Legendary. Yeah. So, in Pokemon... But, like, they always had nurseries in Pokemon games.
Yeah.
And so what you do is, if you want another Pokemon, let's say you want a Turtwig or something, you get a Turtwig and from a file, like, hatch an egg, and then boom, you have another Turtwig. I also didn't understand, like, online trading.
Yeah.
As a kid, like, because you had to get starters from people you knew.
Yeah.
You know, which is what made having them hard.
Yeah. I wasn't really doing the online trading. I also didn't know what shinies were until, like...
Somewhat recently.
Very recently. Mm. When you told me about this method that you were doing.
Yes. This is, so, okay, how to sum up the Masuda method?
I don't know, man.
In the nursery, you tell me. In the nursery, you can put two Pokemon together and get another Pokemon. Usually it's of the same species, right? But if you get a Ditto, this is a kind of Pokemon that can transform into other kinds, you need a foreign Ditto from a different game. So, like, if someone from France traded me a Ditto, like, the... I don't want to explain this. You guys just have to trust me that I just also did a lot of grinding.
There was
on
a
Pokemon
lot of work involved in this. A
and
lot
like
of
biking
math?
Back and forth. Yeah, a
and
lot
I
of
like kept
odds.
Being like, oh, I got it like above odds, or I got it like way after odds. And the odds are like, give an example of like something that mid-range odds.
If you are just going full odds for a shiny, it could be like 1 in 5,000, I think.
Uh-huh.
But you can do things like the Masuda method, finishing the game and getting the shiny charm. Yeah. And that'll shorten your odds to, I think, 1 in 800. I think that's the shortest odds can be.
Got it.
So when I got... There was one shiny that I hatched within, like, 50 or 60 eggs.
Whoa.
Which is insanely under odds.
Yeah.
And that's when I probably texted Sylvie, like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, guess what?
This is exactly
I'm
what
like,
I'm talking about.
I'm like, who would care about the things that I'm doing? And I'm like, Sylvie would care! And I'm like, Sylvie, guess what? I will say, if I was to leave you with a recommendation of a video game to play, maybe you haven't played a lot of video games... maybe Pokemon, but one of my favorites that has a special spot in my heart is Undertale. That game is so
Undertale,
good.
Yeah, Anna had me play Undertale, and it was really fun. It was really, really fun.
Toby Fox is an amazing composer and game maker. That's my intel. Toby Fox, please come on the podcast. I think a lot about what would I do if I ran into Toby Fox, and I think the answer is I wouldn't know it was him.
Yeah.
Hee-hee.
Hee-hee.
Being / SRS, any Mario game is a good place to start. Any Pokemon game.
Yeah.
It's a good place to start.
I mean,
gaming.
I think Mario is just a pretty classic, like, you're going to understand.
Yeah.
If you, like, don't know how to play a game, I think Mario is probably a good intro to gaming.
Yeah.
My recommendations would be Skyrim and Stardew Valley.
Yeah. I can't believe we didn't even, we've just alluded to Stardew. Like,
Stardew Valley.
Like, behemoth that it is. Like,
yeah.
What a good game.
It's a great game. I remember I started playing it around the same time I started playing Animal Crossing because you suggested it to me when I got my, and I got on my Switch.
Oh my God, did I suggest Stardew Valley to
yeah.
you?
Yeah. No, I'm
Shut
like
the hell
everything.
Up.
Well, okay. I also.
No, you can give me credit for everything.
No. Almost all, so many games, so many, any anime.
Anything that a fucking loser would like.
Any anime that I've watched is because of Anna. Any K-pop I listen to is because of Anna. Any, there's been a good handful of video games, but I definitely game on my own a lot too.
Yeah.
And I've actually recommended Fortnite to you, which.
I'm not hearing it. Just kidding. I'll get Fortnite.
Yeah. It's fun. It's fun. It's fun.
I'm a little worried what I'll do with V-Bucks.
Just don't buy them.
I can't not. So many video games. We didn't even talk about like computer games, like Pop Tropica, Club Penguin.
Oh my God, we have to have a part two.
I think we should do a part two. God, we didn't even talk about speed running.
Yeah, there's a lot here. There's a lot here.
Anyways, any of the video games that we recommended are good. Stardew and Animal Crossing, maybe.
Yeah. Well, what
you
I was going to say
people
was
talk about them.
I totally dropped Animal Crossing for Stardew, mostly because of the time. Like, Stardew is not in real time. Like, you can pass days just as, like, it's your playtime is,
yeah.
like, time in the game. At the time, I was like, well, this is what I want. And
it's
such a good game. There's, like, I also like that it was a little more objective. Like, Animal Crossing is really, like, in
yeah.
a sense, your only objective is to make money.
Yeah. There's also like underlying mechanics of Animal Crossing that aren't like well known enough unless you're like really looking into it. Like luck is a randomly generated.
In Animal Crossing or Stardew Valley?
In Animal Crossing, luck
well,
is
in
a.
Well, Stardew Valley, luck is also a mechanic.
Okay, in Animal Crossing, you can shut the fuck up.
In Animal Crossing, you actually shut the fuck
That's
up.
That's why you didn't like Animal Crossing. Because you actually, that is the opposite. Okay, guys, we need to go soon and play some Little Big Planet.
Yeah.
Guys, big things in store.
Big things in store. Huge things in store in our minds.
In my head, I see you.
Okay.
Did you guys have fun?
I hope you guys had fun. Go play some video games.
Yeah, go play some
Don't
games.
Don't go outside. Don't talk to anyone. Just go play some video games.
Yeah, we should have released this earlier in the winter because that's a great thing to do in winter is play video
games.
Well,
it's a good thing to do whenever you want.
Yeah, so true, bestie. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Catch you on the flip side.
Bye.
Bye.